Very pleased, as we say, a week's a long time in football, Gary, in every way or form. 7 days ago, was sounding very, very disappointed in respect of our performance up at Wrexham. Was encouraged by it for the league game on Wednesday night. And to come up to Halifax again, you know, we were the first team last year to beat them up here at the Shay. And to come back here and beat them, and they're in fourth position today, we're in fifth. I know people say you've got games in hand, they don't count for anything. But to come here today and give a performance like we did, and the quality of the attacking play and the resilience of our defensive play, and to win the game 3-1, thoroughly deserved and very proud.
And an absolute cracker of a goal again from Jez Sowell, and two goals from an unusual source in Adam Newton, playing slightly further forward today. He must have loved it out there.
Yeah, there's only one man who can take them free kicks. You know, I've been managing 23 years now, and in all the time I've been managing football, I've never had a player or been involved with a club with a player who does it so regular in respect of free kicks from 25, 30 yards, whether it's on a training field or whether it's in a match. He went to Aldershot this year and hit one from 40 yards and it went in. He's hit one here today, 35, 40 yards. If that would have been, you know, an international player for a game like Beckham or Rooney or anybody like that, we'd be watching it and watching it and watching it and saying unbelievable. That is as good as anything you will see, believe me.
We said that during the commentary as well, Gary. If that had been in the Premier League, they would have been showing it and showing it over and over again. I mean, obviously, with the cameras being here today, it's great that people can go online, they can watch it, it'll be on the club website. When he steps up to take them from that sort of distance, some managers would probably be thinking, no, don't shoot from there, just clip one into the box. But you must be thinking, well, have a go, I know you can do it.
You just leave it to him. You just leave it to him, Gary. He's that sort of bloke. He's very laid back. He's very reserved. He don't start every week. He becomes a very good impact player in respect to when we put him on with 25 half an hour ago, sometimes in games. Then he starts the odd game. And it is about managing Jez the right way, I believe, not being conceited with me and Tomo and everywhere. And we get the best of him. He's a great club man. Always conducts himself properly in every way of form. And as I say, he's a big favourite. And you can understand why. But as I say, I think he's got 8 or 9 so far this season. And we've got Scott Rendell out there with 13 or 14. So, you know, we've done well today to find ourselves sitting here tonight, you know, in the top three of the conference. Couple of games in hand, got the league leaders now next week down at Kingfield next Saturday. And, you know, I don't usually do it or say it, but for an opportunity for people to come and watch a game next week, to have us sitting third in the league with games in hand and Barnet top of the league leaders coming down at Woking Kingfield, we need the support. There's no doubt about it, because it'll be a great game.